everybody? It's your man Danelle, aka Small Guy Promotions, aka the Omaha Fatty, coming with another podcast episode of What's Up Omaha. Yo, I hope you are having a beautiful day. Man, springtime is hopefully here to stay. I don't know. It's been some cold weather. We had snow, rain, hail, just like everything the other day. This Nebraska weather is always crazy. You know how it is, man. Like, you can never fully be out of the woods when it comes to cold weather coming back around. And I even heard that next week there's going to be some stormy weather. I heard Rusty Lord talking about it on Facebook. So, you know, it's crazy. Saturdays, we got the tornado warnings and siren test and whatnot. Last week, they did it twice. And, I was a bit confused. I didn't know they were going to be doing it twice. So that was interesting. I was like, what happened? Something really going on? I didn't think something was really going on. But I didn't know that they were going to be doing the test twice. But yeah, man, weather is always a major topic of conversation around these parts, you know, so and rightfully so, because it changes so much and, you know, it can be so drastically different. But yeah, man, nonetheless, every day is a blessing. Every day is a good day. And we just got to continue to move forward. Life is good. I don't know, man. Last week I talked about getting a new job and whatnot. And that is still going great. Just being able to interact with all these aging people who look at life so differently, man. I tell you what, man, I'm glad that I took this position because it'll give me such a different experience and such different insight into life. And I don't know, it's crazy, man. These people are they're so nice. All these people, all these residents of Hillcrest, Mabel Rose is where I'm at, 48th and 370, but it's just a really good experience for me. And, there's not really any stress with it. And I don't know, man, just the way that these people are. I took them for a ride this week down to Exarban Village and the UNO campus and talked about that stuff. And, I knew a little bit about the campus because I used to work there doing security back in like 2006. So I talked about how things were different now and how back when I worked there, there was only blueprints for all the stuff that was going on down at UNO. Like, there was no Baxter Arena. There was no huge baseball field. Those apartments that are down there, they weren't down there. They've even added new buildings, and changed some buildings around. Like, I know CBA used to be on the North Campus. And then now, and I don't even know when CBA moved. That's the business admin building. College of Business or something like that. But they moved to the Scott campus. But yeah, man, I don't go down there usually these days. So even me knowing about the place, it's changed a lot. And then in Exarban, a lot of places have changed there as well. You've got the Interrail Food Hall, which I've been to a few times. Then some of the restaurants surrounding, like the movie theater, has changed. I was letting the people know that there's a Cold Stone Creamery and Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory down there now. And that location has changed so many times, I don't even know. I remember it was a pizza place. It was a barbecue place. And yeah, I don't know. But yeah, that place is really nice to go and visit for people in general. I would assume that maybe a lot of college folks go down there. I'm not down there enough to know, but it's so close in proximity. I don't see why they wouldn't go there. But yeah, the Interrail Food Hall offers a new, just a new inviting atmosphere and There's so many different options inside that building. So yeah, man, Exarban is a pretty cool place, and I should probably get down there more myself. but yeah, so that was cool, man. And they really enjoyed the trip. And you know, I feel really appreciated there. And not just by the residents, but by the staff as well, the volunteers. I know I've gotten a couple of compliments from one of the volunteers, Miss Lisa, who goes on the bus rides with us. And she just complimented me on my narration of the tour. And she just was very, very, very complimentary of you know, my presentation of the tours. And I was just like, oh man, that's just, I don't know, it's nothing, that's just what I do. I don't, oftentimes it's weird. Not weird, that's not the right word. I don't know. It's just a lot of the stuff that I do is just my personality. So when someone compliments me on it, it's just kind of, I'm not all the way used to it still. Because I'm like, that's just what I do. It's just, it's natural. It's nothing special to me. But to see that people receive that so well, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. And you know, I think they're happy to have me. And shout out to my wife. I told my wife, I said, Mitz, like, these people really like me down there, like they love me. And she's like, that's not surprising. And I go, like, what do you mean? Like, she's like, well, people usually love you. And I was like, oh, my wife just gave me a compliment. Oh man. And I was like, do you love me? And she went, sometimes. but yeah, no, it, I don't know. It's just cool to hear my wife say that. It is cool to get that kind of response and reaction from people. And I'm glad that I'm able to add something to the position and what I do. I mean, I never want to suck at anything. So it is nice to know that people think that I'm doing a good job. So I just plan to continue to do that, and we'll see where things shake out, man. Again, I just hope to provide something and bring something to the table during my time there. And I'm appreciative of the situation and glad that I get to see and witness and experience the things that I'm seeing. And again, I just hope to not take life for granted, because you know, you get to see these people and maybe they're not having a great day. More often than not, I see the people having, you know, they're so fun, and like they're funny, they're cool to hang around. Like if you are looking for a new experience and some kind of unexpected fun and enjoyment in life, go and visit some kind of retirement facility and sit down and talk with some of these people, because they're funny. Like they have, most of them have a sense of humor. And I don't know, man. It's just a cool thing to be involved with. And maybe you don't necessarily have to, you know, work at a place like Hillcrest, but they're always looking for volunteers. So that type of stuff is always welcome. And I tell my daughter, I say, dude, you gotta go and like volunteer here sometime, because I think you would really enjoy it. And you'd be like, oh, like, love these old people, like these elderly people, these aging people. So man, yeah, it's a real cool thing. And again, I'm just happy to be part of it. I'm glad to be, I'm glad that it's a part of my journey, wherever my journey is leading me. And of course, Omaha Fatty and Small Guy are still, they're still big things for me, and they're still what I'm pushing for. And I just, along with all this, I just want to tell people, don't stop grinding. Don't stop like going after things that you want out of life. No matter what people are saying on the outside or around you, just keep grinding. If you believe in it, go and do it. Go and do it. Like, it is possible. Anything is possible. You make it what you want it to be. You know, I'm 40 years old and I didn't find out this stuff until I was in my mid 30s, you know, and I've just been patiently grinding. That's a big part of it. Patience. I never expected to take off like a rocket. That was never a goal. Baby steps. Even if it's a baby step forward, it's a move in the right direction. You don't have to hit a home run every time you step to the plate. You don't. It's not required. Take your time, be patient, learn, be open to change, and just know what you do it for. Know, as they say, know your why. So that's what I do, man. I can remember back early on when I was putting on events with Small Guy Promotions and thinking about quitting doing events because people weren't coming out. And I was like, I put so much effort and energy into putting on events and then people don't show up. And it kind of breaks you a little bit. But for me, like I would take my day like of the event or after the event and be frustrated and whatnot. And then after that, I would just get back to it because I was like, I like what I'm doing. I know it's a lot of work and I don't always get the engagement that I'm looking for with these events. Events are tough, man. So to anyone coordinating events, you know, it's tough, man. I know it's tough. And just if you love doing it, if you have a passion for it, keep doing it, man. Something will pop off. Maybe it won't, but at least you can say you did it and you tried. And that's a big part of it. But after I got over those moments of frustration or just like, man, what else could I do? I offered free this, free raffles. You know, we're doing giveaways for good prizes and stuff, making it family friendly, and people still weren't coming out. I was paying for advertisements on the radio. I was boosting on social media. And I was just like, you know, what else do I have to do? And, you know, I just, every time that I thought about quitting because I didn't get people, it was just like a challenge also. Like, nah, man, I'm not going to quit because of that. I'm going to keep going. And I'm going to keep doing it because there's plenty of people who do enjoy what I do. Even if I only get 50 people out to an event, you know, I'm going to make sure that those 50 people that I put out the energy to help them have a good time. And I've just been patient. Again, been patient. It hasn't always worked out the way that I thought things would, but I don't stop. I keep grinding and I keep being patient. And I know one day it's coming. It's coming, y'all. It's coming. So I hope you guys just always, you know, come along for the ride and the journey. And I thank you all who have engaged with Small Guy Promotions and Omaha Fatty and have given words of encouragement or just like, you know, told me that you love what I do or whatever it is, man. I always am grateful for all the people who have such a positive response to what I do. So that's what it is, man. I will never stop telling you all how much I appreciate you because you all make it possible and you all fuel the fire and keep me going. So, you know, I've got that internal desire, but when you put it out there and it's well received, it just increases the work ethic and the drive. So that's what it is, man. I hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful day. You know, next weekend is Easter weekend. A lot of events are going on, so be sure to look out. I know I'm going to try to take my daughter. She's getting to that age where it's like, you probably don't really need to be doing Easter egg hunts anymore. But I asked her yesterday and she said that she did want to do one again. So, I mean, she's 11, so she's quite young enough to do it, but we're just coming to that cutoff, I think, here soon. in the next year or two where she probably shouldn't be doing Easter egg hunts anymore. But yeah, man, I'm going to take her out and I'm going to try my best to enjoy it. And shoot, man, we might hit up two. We might hit up three. I don't even know. I'm just going to make sure to enjoy these last moments of this type of fun with her. Because one thing that I've been doing is looking through old videos and photos that are on my Google Drive. And I just don't know where all the time went. So I want to make sure to just soak in all these moments, you know, because they go too fast. And I think I don't even remember or like that or them being like, I remember them being small, but it's just like, how did it get from that to this? Like, you know, I don't live with regrets, but I would like to go back and experience my kids being kids again. That is the only thing to make sure to be in the moment. Yeah, man, I'm not a huge sentimental dude or whatever, but just being a proud parent and I don't know, looking back and seeing all those times where we were just hanging out and having fun and stuff. I would just love for that to continue. So I'm going to try to make sure I'm on some level the cool dad, because a lot of times I'm not the cool dad, despite what anybody may see on social media. yeah, and with that, man, I'm going to end it. Guys, make sure to enjoy your family while you can. And yeah, man, just live. That's always what I want people to do. That's why in the episodes, the videos, the way that I do, because this life is too short. We're not guaranteed another day. So we got to take advantage of the moments that we have in front of us and just make sure to live life to the fullest. So that's what it is, man. Please be sure to subscribe to the podcast. It continues to grow. Again, baby steps with the podcast. It may never pop. It may never, you know, be like a big, huge thing. But if it does, I've got episodes. I've got hundreds of episodes out there on YouTube and Spotify, Anchor, you know, so they're out there. So if you want to watch more, if you enjoy the podcast, they are out there. So that's what it is, man. Please subscribe again. Please subscribe and help us continue to grow. Help me continue to grow. And that's it for today, baby. Smile. Help someone else smile. Laugh and help someone else laugh all day, every day. Yeah, that's what it is, man. Y'all have a wonderful, wonderful Sunday. Have a wonderful week. That's what it is. Peace. Yeah.